Welcome to episode 655 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue to look for Jesus in the book of Joshua as a part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. This week, we have discussed how the crossing of the Jordan River, Joshua's leadership, and the fall of the city of Jericho all foreshadowed the life and ministry of Jesus. Joshua also references cities of refuge, which we previously established as a foreshadowing of the Savior. As a bonus, here are 10 other types of Christ found in the book of Joshua. 1. The Promised Land. The Promised Land symbolizes the abundant life and inheritance that believers receive in Christ. Just as the Israelites inherited the land, Christians inherit the promises of God through faith in Jesus. The conquest of the Promised Land under Joshua prefigures Jesus' ultimate victory over sin and evil. The land symbolizes the kingdom of God, and Jesus establishes his reign, conquering the forces of darkness through his death and resurrection. 2. Rahab. Rahab was a courageous Gentile woman from Jericho who protected two Israelite spies sent by Joshua. Despite being a Canaanite, she demonstrated faith in the God of Israel and risked her life by hiding these spies. Because of her act of faith, she and her family were spared when Jericho fell. As a Gentile, and indeed as a prostitute, she foreshadows Jesus as the Savior who extends his grace and salvation to all people, regardless of their background or past sins. She's a type of Christ in her inclusion in the line of David and ultimately in the lineage of Jesus himself. 3. The Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was a sacred symbol of God's presence among the Israelites. It was a gold-covered wooden chest that contained the stone tablets of the Ten Commandments, a jar of manna, and Aaron's rod. The Ark represented God's covenant with his people and went before them in battles, including the crossing of the Jordan River. It served as a powerful reminder of God's faithfulness and his presence among his chosen people. Similarly, Jesus is the embodiment of God's presence, and through him, believers have access to the Father. 4. The sun and the moon stand still in Joshua 10. During a Canaanite battle, Joshua commanded the sun and moon to stand still, extending the daylight, so that the Israelites could secure victory over their enemies. This miraculous event highlighted God's sovereignty over nature and demonstrated his intervention on behalf of his people. It displayed the extraordinary power and authority of God in response to Joshua's faith and need for more time to achieve victory. This event signifies God's intervention and victory. It foreshadows Jesus' authority over creation, as demonstrated in his calming of the storm and other supernatural acts. 5. The Gibeonite Deception in Joshua 9. When they learn what happened in Jericho and elsewhere, inhabitants of Gibeon, a nearby city, fearing the approaching Israelites, they resorted to trickery. They disguise themselves as travelers from a distant land, seeking to make a treaty with Israel. Joshua and the Israelite leaders were deceived and made a covenant with the Gibeonites without seeking God's guidance. Despite their error, Joshua honored the covenant, highlighting the importance of integrity and honoring commitments. The interaction with the Gibeonites foreshadows Jesus' willingness to accept and forgive those who come to him in faith. Just as Joshua made a covenant with the Gibeonites, despite their deceptive approach, Jesus extends grace and forgiveness to all who genuinely seek him. Six, the Captain of the Lord's Host. The Captain of the Lord's Host appeared to Joshua as a divine messenger and commander. His presence brought assurance and encouragement to Joshua, confirming God's guidance and support in the conquest of Jericho. the identity of the captain has been interpreted as a pre-incarnate appearance of Christ or an angelic representative of God. Regardless of his precise nature, the captain or commander symbolized divine authority, strength, and assurance of victory. When Joshua encounters the captain of the Lord's host, it signifies the divine presence and guidance. Jesus, as the captain of our salvation, leads and guides believers in their spiritual battles. 7. The promised rest. The rest that the Israelites find in the promised land foreshadows the spiritual rest that believers find in Jesus Christ. Jesus offers rest for our souls and freedom from striving to earn salvation through works. 8. The division of the land. The land of Canaan was divided among the 12 tribes of Israel under the leadership of Joshua. The process involved surveying and evaluating the land, casting lots to determine the territories, establishing boundaries and cities, and ensuring the inheritance would pass down to future generations. The division of the land marked the fulfillment of God's promise to give the Israelites the promised land, providing each tribe with their own portion of territory and cities. While the division was not fully completed during Joshua's time, it laid the foundation for the Israelites' settlement in Canaan and the establishment of their inheritance. The division of the land among the tribes of Israel represents the distribution of spiritual blessings and gifts to believers. In Christ, believers receive spiritual blessings and are given unique roles and responsibilities within the body of Christ. 9. Caleb. Caleb, along with Joshua, was one of the two spies who brought a positive report and demonstrated unwavering faith when the 12 spies were sent to scout the land of Canaan. Caleb wholeheartedly believed that God would enable the Israelites to conquer the land, despite the presence of fortified cities and giants. Because of his faith and loyalty, Caleb was granted a special inheritance in the promised land and remained a faithful servant of God throughout his life. His example encourages us to trust in God's promises and remain steadfast in faith. Caleb's unwavering faith and trust in God's promises are reminiscent of the faith we are called to have in Christ. Caleb's inheritance of the mountain region also points to the rewards and blessings believers receive in Christ. 10. The renewal of the covenant. In Joshua 24, Joshua leads the people in renewing their covenant with God. This event foreshadows Jesus' establishment of the new covenant through his blood, which brings forgiveness and reconciliation between God and humanity. The book of Joshua points us to Jesus, the real hero of God's word and our lives. It's a story of God's promised faithfulness of the past, present, and future. The God we serve has been working on his story for thousands of years. Like Joshua and Caleb, we need to be faithful whatever the circumstances. It is my prayer that each of us can claim like Joshua did in Joshua 24, verse 15. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Father, help us to understand and appreciate the lessons from the book of Joshua. Lessons that point us to Jesus, the true hero in this story. Give us the faith, courage, and strength to declare today and always that we will serve the Lord. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.